Matthew Eford is here today to talk about new advances in ag technology.
New and different irrigation systems help calculate new water advances.
As far as technologies, I think we've been very proactive in implementing those on our operations. All of our ground is not only has the ability to be flood irrigated, but is also under some sort of micro irrigation, whether it's double line drip or micro sprinklers. In conjunction with that, we're using soil moisture probes. We're getting weekly readings from a soil neutron probe to give us field capacity. Obviously, we're using ET and other means that we have to calculate the amount of water that a plant is using and during the growing season. So those are some of the means that we're using for water efficiency.
Eford says the almond industry as a whole has adapted new technology.
As far as technologies in harvesting and efficiencies on the operation for labor, the almond industry has just been rapidly advancing. We've got equipment where we used to do maybe 10 or 15 acres a day as far as harvesting. Now we're doing 100 acres plus a day with the same number of men. So technology is rapidly advancing, and we incorporate that into operation as we see fit. Obviously, you have to evaluate each one, but for us, the harvesting operation has allowed us to be kind of on the leading edge in that curve of these new technologies. Grape harvesting used to be done by hand. We've converted to mechanical harvesting almost 10 years ago, and that's a tremendous labor savings. And so, again, when you start looking at the costs that are on a farming operation, your major ones are going to be your inputs such as fertilizers and chemicals. You're looking at your labor and then your energy.
The flood of tech was a great opportunity.
But farmers need to test the products so money is not wasted.
If you look at the almond equipment that we bring into a field to do harvesting, we're bringing in well over $1 million of equipment. And to have a payback on that, you need to really evaluate and make sure that it makes sense, or make sure that you have the capacity and the throughput to put through that equipment to justify it. Obviously, there's advantages in an operation as far as harvest timing and having that control, but at what cost? And so for us, not only are we able to justify it on our operation with the size of our operation itself, but then having the outside harvesting to help offset those costs really just benefits the entire operation.